Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why we feel web designers need to be good marketers as well. And I know that, you know, Tim and my brains work very similar. We're both probably marketers first and web designer developer second. So it kind of comes naturally to us. And we just kind of see the value and importance of, you know, why that skill set can really, really benefit you in your web design, web development business.
Yeah, definitely. And the first point I want to make on this is designing for aesthetics doesn't increase conversions. And so if you're designing a website either for your own company or for a client, at the end of the day, every website, every web page should have a purpose and it should guide the user towards some sort of action. Maybe that action is just getting some information, but a lot of times that action is some sort of opt-in, some sort of product purchase, whatever. And so you need to think like a marketer to be able to understand how the user views the web page and be able to guide them through that process.
Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, and I'm going to kind of just throw out a couple of examples here. So you're a WordPress web designer and development company, and you know, you're trying to utilize your website to coax new customers or clients into hiring you to build their website. Well, you know, you need to think about what's most important to them. What's going to convert them? You know, is it going to be, you know, who you are, you're about your company and all that stuff? It might be in their, you know, decision-making process somewhere, but it's probably not the most important. You know, they're going to want to see who you're working for and what you've done for other people to see. First of all, they're going to kind of judge you by your work. You know, you can come on the backside of that with helping them understand what you did for different companies and stuff. But understanding what's going to convert those visitors that come to the website is 100% correct in what Tim says. So taking them on that journey is good. And if you don't have a marketing mind, you're not really, if you don't understand marketing and online marketing, it's going to be really hard for you to set up the pages properly and stuff.
Yeah. And one thing that I've seen David do really well with everything he just said, but when you're on the call with the client, being able to be the expert and tell them not just, you know, how great of a website you're going to build, but what you're going to do for them and how you're going to do it. And why they should, you know, and that's why they should hire you. That's going to set you apart from, you know, the other four web designers that they have calls with that week. Because you're not just talking about like, yeah, I can make you a great looking website with cool forms and, you know, some parallax and stuff. They don't care about that crap. They care about what it's going to do for their bottom line, their business. And so if you can be a marketer and be able to communicate how you're going to do that and why they want to do that, they're going to be hiring you in a second, even without even talking to those other clients,
right?
Or other web designers.
Absolutely. So I think we've kind of covered what we needed to cover. It's very important to have that marketing mindset and stuff. And I firmly believe that it's something that can be learned. Just because it comes naturally to me doesn't mean that it's only doable by people who are born, you know, or who have that innate talent. I do believe that you can learn this. So
yeah,
find somebody that you can learn from. Find a mentor that can help you to understand, you know, the psychology behind the marketing aspects of the website and stuff.
Agreed. One last thing I will add is in addition to being able to properly design a website, if you can think like a marketer, but also when you have that marketing mindset and you start learning some of the other marketing principles, those can be additional upsells that you can sell to your clients. You know, not only are you going to build them a website that's designed to convert, but you're also going to be able to help them build their email list and help them with their SEO and setting up a content marketing strategy. And so if you kind of, you know, break away from just being a designer and break into being a marketer, it opens up a lot of doors for your business.
Absolutely. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic, why and when you should reach out to be on podcasts. Uh-oh, Tim. We're going to broach it.
Going to get a lot of requests after this.
Yeah. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.